You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. If you spend time walking around the East Bay, you may have seen a homeless person selling newspapers. That's Street Spirit, a monthly paper launched 21 years ago. It raises awareness about economic justice and humanizes the experience of homelessness. The reporters are homeless, the vendors are homeless. But this past July, the Quaker group that supported the project, American Friends Service Committee, announced they're cutting their funding. Homeless vendors like Donald Sistrunk count on the paper as a source of income.
We need to keep this paper alive, you know, because it really helps the community, and a lot of people are very much interested in this paper.
But that's not the end of the story. Last September, another organization, Youth Spirit Artworks, announced it will take over supporting the paper. Sally Hindman co-founded Street Spirit in 1995, and today she's executive director of Youth Spirit Artworks. She joined me in studio to talk about the future of the paper and why it's worth saving. I want to hear the story of the founding of Street Spirit.
Okay. I mean, there are any number of versions of that, depending on, you know, who you talk to and the context. Mm-hmm. Terry had been working in Oakland with the struggles following the earthquake. And the times were such that there were many, many people, homeless people that had been displaced. I was working in Oakland with homeless people doing art. And we saw that there were homeless people that were selling, at the time, the Oakland Tribune. The Oakland Tribune was a Republican paper. It was a very conservative, reactionary newspaper. And the point of view that was being expressed about homeless people through the paper was very reactionary and anti-homeless.
What are some of the stories or headlines that we could expect?
You know, blaming homeless people for being in poverty, blaming people for needing public assistance, blaming people for joblessness, blaming people for not being able to pay rent when, you know, GA was not nearly what it needed to be able to support people even then. We were disgusted by the fact that there wasn't a means for homeless people to be able to make extra income or any income at all, and that there really needed to be more job opportunities for homeless people. And, you know, street papers were starting around the country. So, you know, I decided let's start an East Bay homeless newspaper. Let's do it.
So in terms of the paper, what would then a paper for homelessness do?
One of the things that we were the most disgusted by back then, back in 1995, was the fact that the voices of homeless and people on the margins were not being heard. Their voices couldn't be heard. They couldn't speak. They were a subsidy of silent people. And I find that to be one of the most sickening, disgusting, anger-provoking things about, you know, the injustice of poverty, that the people are voiceless. In order to fight for justice and have a voice, you know, you've got to have a means for making your voice heard. So the paper's been, for all these years, really a means for homeless people and people on the margins to really have an outlet to be able to express their voices through writing and poetry and spoken word and all the different ways that the paper serves as that.
And then over the years, what have you seen has been the effect on the homeless people who are involved in Street Spirit? Like, what have you seen?
Well, I mean, there are 100 vendors at any given time that are selling the paper and making an income. So, you know, it's their livelihood. It's what keeps them off the street. It's what keeps them going. So that's, you know, one really important thing. But I think that the vendors feel very proud of the paper and proud of the articles in the paper, proud of the way that it says things that they have ownership of.
So since you mentioned the vendors, we sent out our reporter, Claire Strempel,
great,
to talk to some vendors.
Great.
So let's take a listen. Here's what some of them had to say.
Just keep coming and seeing us and getting it. There's good articles. There's beautiful poetry in it and great art. And we'll try and keep it out here as best as we can.
I have a lot of great experience from being out here. I've met with a lot of good people out here, you know, and they've always, this is what keeps me going, is the good people. Power to the people.
Everybody that sells the Street Spirit newspaper are not bums.
Those were the voices of Jocelyn Patrice Mays, Angel Mason, and Donald Sistrunk, all vendors of the Street Spirit newspaper. And I'm speaking with Sally Heineman, Executive Director of Youth Spirit Artworks, co-founder of Street Spirit newspaper. We know that Street Spirit lost its funding. How will Youth Spirit Artworks fund the paper now that it's coming back?
You know, I think that there's a really exciting story about the process that the paper has gone through and the process that Youth Spirit Artworks has gone through in taking on the paper. Mm. Consensus was reached that this was what we wanted to do, that Youth Spirit Artworks could take on the paper as a project of our organization and really inject youth leadership into this paper as a really exciting way to go forward into the future.
What do the youth you work with want to talk about? What's on their minds?
I mean, they, you know, our youth are really concerned about displacement of longtime residents from South Berkeley and their own prospects of being able to stay in the communities that their families have been in for many years. So gentrification and displacement is a major concern of theirs. They're also really involved in the Black Lives Matter struggle. I know a number of our youth have been concerned about the situation at Standing Rock. So, you know, these are the kinds of concerns that they're going to bring to the paper.
So a question about the funding. How is it happening right now? And for the vendors, you know, how will it work for them? How will they be able to sell?
The vendors agreed to as part of the transition that we're making is that they're paying 5 cents a paper now. So mm-hmm. they're going to pay a little bit of money for their papers, but it generates enough money to pay for half of the cost of the vendor coordinator. And those are some of the kinds of ways that we just need to find, you know, in order to fund the paper and keep it going.
But fundraising efforts are definitely going to be underway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're looking for money from foundations. We're looking for money from major donors, you know, regular sustainers. We're creating some larger grants, a three-year grant, as we build the donor base for the paper. But, you know, this is a very active fundraising campaign. We already, in the first 2 months, raised $27,000 for the paper. And so we have the publications costs paid for the next 10 months. And we're just getting started.